You know, friends, there's a story about a little old rabbi, holy man, with saintly white hair and a flowing beard. Mamash tzaddik, you know? And one day this holy man, the rabbi, decided to go and be the 10th man to make the minyan at the little shul at the edge of town. This tiny shul which had stood for so long, kvalt. It had seen generations of wars and heiligen shomas, you know? The little shul which was waiting for the 10th man so they could pray and keep the little shul open. And as this saintly rabbi made his way to the little old shul, he came across a little flower. And the flower asked him, "Tell me, holy rabbi, where are you going?" And the holy man replied, "I'm going to the little shul at the edge of town. I'm going to be the 10th man to make a minyan, so the shul can stay open." "Hurry on, holy tzaddik," whispered the flower, "to keep the shul open." And some distance on, a little child came to him, tired and shomele, you know. And he asked the rabbi to stop and play. But the little old rabbi said, "Hey, what's going on? I cannot stop to play. I must hurry to the little old shul, where they're waiting for me to make a minyan, to keep it alive." "Make haste then, saintly soul," uttered the small child. And he hadn't traveled but mamish 100 yards, when a little precious bird landed on his shoulder. "Where are you headed?" asked the precious little bird. "Oh, dear little bird, I'm traveling to the little old shul at the edge of town. I must get there to make the minyan. I've been delayed by a little flower and then a child, and now by you, precious little bird. I must go and keep the shul open so they can daven, you know." "Godspeed," exclaimed the little bird, and indeed the holy rabbi made his way to the other side of town. And as he approached the little old shul, he found it was closed. But a little note was left on the little handle, which a little old rabbi opened and read little by little, and it read, "Holy man, you're a little too late." And this is the moral of the story. Listen carefully.